It's Tuesday, November 24th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A Christian escapee from North Korea is opening up concerning the severe persecutions experienced by Christians in the Hermit Kingdom, reports International Christian Concern. Liberty in North Korea posted a recent YouTube video featuring a young woman named Sukyung Kang, who revealed that Christians are persecuted, quote, most harshly, end quote, in the prison camp or executed. She spoke of her uncle who served as a missionary in North Korea until he was arrested and imprisoned for his faith. Kang escaped North Korea in 2011. A former Air Force chaplain, Kurt Cizik, told CBN News that he lost his position with the U.S. Air Force for preaching a sermon on sexual immorality.
The message was about sin that we don't think is that bad. If you're having sex with somebody that you're not married to, then you need to stop. I said, you know, sometimes the Christian church has gotten a reputation for being prejudiced because we look at one sin, homosexuality, and then we turn a blind eye and don't say anything about heterosexual sin. And that's hypocritical.
Cizik says the commander of Lackland Air Force Base in San Antonio, Texas, where he preached this sermon, was openly lesbian, and he was subsequently involuntarily separated from the armed forces in 2016 after 30 years of service. The Republican-controlled Texas State Board of Education approved sex education standards for state-run schools to include non-abstinence-based materials, including use of birth control devices, as reported in the Dallas Morning News. However, the new material will not include information on homosexual fornication, only heterosexual fornication. Romans 2 reminds us that there is no partiality with God. For as many as have sinned without law will also perish without law, and as many as have sinned in the law will be judged by the law. You who say, do not commit adultery, do you commit adultery? You who abhor idols, do you rob temples? COVID-19 has led to the U.S. hospitalizations of 84,000 people, topping April's record of 60,000. But that's still about 12% of the number of people hospitalized in America in a given day. And the 7-day running average on COVID-19 deaths, including comorbidities, is right around 1550, down 31% from April's high. The 11th Circuit Court of Appeals has declared so-called conversion therapy bans unconstitutional on the basis of freedom of speech. The court addressed what it called a, quote, growing list of states and municipalities that prohibit controversial therapies called sexual orientation change efforts, end quote, including Boca Raton and Palm Beach County. The two judges in favor of overturning the anti-conversion therapy laws were appointed by President Donald Trump. The judge opposing freedom of speech and supporting the so-called conversion therapy ban was a Barack Obama appointee. The decision countered previous decisions from the Third and Ninth Circuits, which upheld the ban. Over the weekend, the President of the United States retweeted evangelist Franklin Graham's daily verse for your meditation. Proverbs 15, verse 3 says, "The eyes of the Lord are in every place, keeping watch on the evil and the good." Franklin Graham took to Facebook yesterday, condemning Planned Parenthood's reference to Georgia Democratic Senate candidate Raphael Warnock as a, quote, champion for reproductive rights, end quote. Graham wrote, quote, truthfully translated, that means Raphael Warnock champions the killing of babies and the safety of a mother's womb through abortion. I hope the church and all Georgians will see through this demonic-driven abortion agenda. This is not just a political issue. It is a moral and biblical issue. We need leadership in our nation that sees the wisdom in defending life, end quote. The Associated Press reports that October retail sales numbers indicated a slow holiday season is on the horizon, up only 0.3% over the previous month. Sales fell 4% in clothing and sporting goods, and department stores fell 5%. And finally, Dr. Ben Carson, the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, says he is out of the woods after contracting COVID-19 and suffering severe symptoms. He attributes, quote, monoclonal antibody therapy, end quote, with saving his life. He closed his Facebook entry by noting that, quote, God is still in charge, end quote. Indeed, Romans 9 verses 15 and 16 reminds us, for he says to Moses, I will have mercy on whomever I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whomever I will have compassion. So then, it is not of him who wills, nor of him who runs, but of God who shows mercy. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes, on this Tuesday, November 24th, in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com, or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.